Hi, I'm Ty Malcolmson, and today the topic of this podcast is going to be over the Watergate scandal. I'm sure many people out there have already heard about the Watergate scandal, but do you know about the president and his attempted cover-up? Let's learn about it. To start off, let's go over what the Watergate scandal is. The name Watergate scandal derives from the location of the crime. June 17th, 1972, the five burglars were caught in the office of the Democratic National Committee that is located in the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. These five burglars were caught not only stealing top secret documents, but they were also caught wiretapping the phones in the office as well. The police found something very strange when going through one of the burglars' possessions. They had found a number that was linked directly to the re-election committee of the White House. Once news broke, the president was questioned. But Nixon swore off that him and his team were any part of the break-in and the stealing of the top-secret documents. The American people believed him, and Nixon would go on to win the election in a landslide. The cover-up. Reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were from the Washington Post. These two would continue to be the main contributors to the investigation. They had taken over the case all the way since the break-in, June 17th. 2 weeks after the burglary, the two would go on to discover that a $25,000 check that was wrote to the Nixon re-election campaign was deposited into the bank account of one of the burglars. Time would continue to pass on without many revelations until the beginning of Nixon's second term in 1973. Seven men, including the five burglars and two men overwatching the burglary, were convicted or pleaded guilty. The members of Nixon's cabinet began to crack under the pressure of the cover-up. Member of the White House counsel, John Dean, testified against Nixon in court. He claimed the president had secret tapes from the conversations in the Oval Office. Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox demanded for these tapes being turned over. The president would go on for many months withholding the tapes from the Supreme Court until the president finally demanded for Cox to be fired. This would result in multiple more of the president's cabinet members to resign. This day would go down as being called the Saturday Night Massacre. The president claimed, because of his executive powers, that he had no need to hand over the tapes. Unluckily for him, the Supreme Court had ruled that the president had to turn over the tapes. Nixon's run for presidency would officially end right after the tapes were turned in. The tapes would show the president's guilt in the cover-up of the Watergate burglary. Before the Senate could even vote Nixon out of office, he would go on to resign himself. This case really went on to show that not even in America, the president is above the law. Thank you for listening in about the Watergate scandal and the president's cover-up. Have a great rest of your day, and see you next time.